This officer asked that we not identify him. He joins more than 40 officers who quit just this month.
I'm going to go to a city that respects its officers. I'm going to go to a city that that will appreciate me and my skill set.
The officer has worked at DPD for 10 years, and that is what is alarming. The department is not just losing young officers, but veterans and detectives who could be future leaders. Many tell News 8 low morale is plaguing the department under the leadership of Chief David Brown.
The big joke is that we talk about how many years you have left on the department. It's like a prison sentence. You walk through, and it's like, oh, I've got two more years, or oh, I've only got nine left. And that kind of thing just wears on.
The chief addressed the issue Monday at a city council public safety meeting.
The next slide shows our officers are not being retained and they're leaving because in the area salaries are much higher.
Some nearby cities, including Fort Worth, are paying officers $10,000 to $15,000 more a year. Dallas starting pay is about $45,000. But the officer we talked to says he's leaving because he feels he is no longer effective in Dallas. He says the workload, hours, and low pay aren't worth it. Sources say so many officers are leaving the department that the personnel office can't process the paperwork quickly enough, and they're telling officers they have to wait to quit.
DPD does have a serious issue on its hands. It has to pay millions of dollars in overtime to keep enough officers on the streets. The chief has recently authorized patrol officers to work up to 16 hours a day, 8 hours before or 8 hours after their shifts.